Clearly. So I will just go ahead and answer. Thanks very much, delegate from the United States, on that question. So the movement of biological materials has been a perennial problem in the Caribbean. We rely, of course, on air transportation. And prior to the pandemic, a great deal of movement of samples was done through the commercial couriers. Of course, with the closure of borders and of course, and also with being unable to use these commercial couriers, we had to have a secondary mechanism in place to get the samples from the countries to Carrefour. We actually house the regional reference laboratory for our CARICOM member states, the Carrefour Medical Microbiology Laboratory, based here in Trinidad and Tobago. And so, if I can go back in terms of the preparedness aspect of all of this, through an EU-funded grant looking at global crisis response, back in 2016, 2017, the regional institutions of CARICOM came together, and I think it's one of the first times that the institutions really work together on a health matter of this nature in terms of putting together scenarios and what would be the input of each of these institutions. And it was during that project that we came to learn about the regional security system, which has access to military aircraft. They're based out of Barbados. And so through one of the scenarios or one of the tabletop exercises that was conducted among these regional institutions, where everything fell apart during that tabletop exercise is how do we get the samples to Carrefour? How do we get the samples to Trinidad and Tobago, bearing in mind the logistical challenges, customs and border control measures, don't necessarily work on a time on a schedule that would enable rapid movement at times. So this was actually put forward. Okay, if we had a situation like this ever happen, we would use this mechanism. And lo and behold, we've been using this mechanism since March 2020. In some cases, borders have reopened in some of our countries, and so there has been a swing back in by some member states to use commercial couriers, and that has been working fine. I think it's also strengthened the relationship with Trinidad and Tobago customs in terms of understanding the importance of the need to move these biological materials for, of course, the purposes which we are conducting for public health at this time. So it's been interesting. We're not, I don't know what the future will hold. I don't think that this is something that would be a long-term solution in terms of using military aircraft all the time, but it's been working for us relatively well. Countries have also been able to, on a consistent basis, put together the packages, and of course, we ensure that our staff are trained in the countries. The national public health laboratories receive training. They have trained certified shippers, and so this has helped the network as well. At the global level, Carrefour and our member states also continue to advocate for policies that would ensure the safe and secure movement of these biological materials with others at the level of WHO. And we've also put forward a paper that has been, accepted by CARICOM as well to see biological materials as regional public goods. So that's just a little bit of what we've been doing and how we've been addressing the issues that have arisen over the years. Thanks very much for your question.